with staff. We've been coordinating with staff, and we understand that we need to address a couple more comments from the DFT meeting about a month ago. So we're working on those, and we'll go ahead and address those comments and submit it again.
All right, thanks. So I think we're good, right? We don't need
Yeah.
to. Yeah. All right.
Hey,
Let's
hold on 1 second. Donna, just so you know, I did add some more comments and I kind of condensed everything into the new comment memo.
Okay.
The main thing is the landscape calculations are incorrect. The landscape requirement is 25%, not 15. And so if you have any questions on any of my comments, feel free to email me. I don't have any problems helping you if you have any questions about it, because there was quite a bit. I think the calculations just got mixed up. It's 15% of the interior parking lot. So I provided, did you get these comments already, ma'am?
I
I just want to make sure you got these. These are the newest ones, and I kind of combined everything.
yeah, I hadn't. I'd only received them for the first project at the whenever the meeting started. So I haven't checked since the meeting began.
Okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And they're mainly the ones in orange. And then I believe there was something else. Oh, like most of it pertained to landscaping, but like with the parking. And then I don't know if you guys had ever addressed the PNM comments. If you could just let us know, like if you need easements, if they're going to be paid. That was one that we were pretty unsure on. Utility easements.
Yeah, that one I'm not sure off of the top of my head, and I believe my engineer is not on the call with me at the moment, so I'll go ahead and review those and get back to you.
Okay,
Hey,
Donna,
Thank
this
you.
is
Oh,
Jay.
So you got comments yesterday at 5 p.m. on most DOT staff, with the exception, I think, of Parks. I think David Gutierrez sent you a follow-up email after 5 p.m. I'm sending you Parks comments now, but you should have plenty of comments. And if you don't, please let us know.
Hey
It went
Jay, yeah.
Hey
Oh.
Jay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that as I was reviewing their plans, I noticed that they had looked at comment memo from previous meetings, previous DFT meetings, and so none of our comments had been addressed because the memo was not the correct one.
Okay, and I think the problem too is, so I'm seeing that we actually sent Donna, or sorry, we sent the comments to Ron Bohannon. So Donna doesn't have them. I'm sending them now to you, Donna.
Oh, okay.
That was the problem. Ron's our contact, not Donna. Let me see David. Let me find David's as well, Mr. Gutierrez's comments. And then that should be it.
Yeah, they're in the they were combined. I have all of them on the screen right now, so if you just want to send that one over to her, or I
I did.
can.
I sent it to her.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, received. Just got him.
Yeah, the only one I'm not sure about is David. Because David sent him out, but yeah, he sent to Ron. So I'm forwarding that to you too.
Okay.
All right, so you should have everything now.
Okay, and then I do understand that my engineer is going to hop on the call if there are any major questions, but I think as I said, we're addressing the comments and we'll get those back to you guys.
Okay, thank you. And do you not want to go over any DFT comments at this time with staff? Are you good?
Yes, actually,
Oh, you
if yeah,
do.
if we
Okay.
can if we can run through it, that'd be great.
Okay. Let's go to David with the water. With the Water Authority first, David.
Yeah, hi, this is David with the Water Authority. So the only comment I did have at this point is just questioning about the Fire One plan. Typically, the fire marshal doesn't approve hydrants across the street, and they did on this one. So I would like just to confirm, if you can confirm with them that that's okay. Typically, I don't see that. So if you can just get some correspondence that they are okay, or get that updated. Thank you.
All right, thanks, David. Let's go to hydrology comments next. Anthony, is this you?
Sir, hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of December 23rd, 2022, and hydrology needs to approve the grade and drainage plan prior to building permit. Thank you.
All right, thanks,
Understood.
Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next. Ernest?
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated January 24th, 2023. We have no objection.
Thanks, Ernest. All right, let's go to parks comments next, Hannah.
And Olick with Parks and Recreation. Our comments were exactly same as last DFT meeting because they like I mentioned, they were not addressed. The comment memo that they had responded to was from probably two submittals before this. So we had comments on the city forestry had comments on the tree palette that was provided. Street tree numbers seem to be insufficient if you can address that. And then we also deferred to planning regarding this, but there's a parking lot site and rear lot edges requirement that they require landscaping buffer, which applies to 86th Street. And yeah, I've mentioned that at the end of my memo, but I defer to planning on that. And then it also seemed like the parking lot landscaping was insufficient for the IDO. And again, deferring to planning department. But that was our comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Hannah. Donna, you got any questions for Hannah?
Yeah, so I know that we didn't address some of the comments from the previous DFT meeting, and those are the ones that we're going to be reviewing. We'll double check on these, the landscaping and everything, and I'll reach out if I have any questions, and we'll get this to our architect.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. All right. And this is a segue into, this is a good time to segue into planning too. Let's go to Anthony with planning comments. Anthony, could you start with landscaping and just confirm or answer Hannah's questions about parking lot landscaping? I think
I
buffer.
did. Yes, that is in there as well. I did not do the rear and side because it looked by the distance that they had it. I'll have to double check that. Some of the measure that was one comment I was gonna give. Some of the measurements are really hard to tell based upon the drawings, like how far back the buffer actually is when there's no measurements given. Like I was trying to use your guys' scale, but also the like the back lot right here that abuts to R1B, like there's not enough trees. They're supposed to be, I think it was every 18 feet, I believe, or I'm sorry, every 15 feet. So I did include that. And then also the parking lot interior, there 15% of the parking lot is supposed to have trees. You don't have enough trees in the parking lot as well. And it one of the other tree requirements is one tree is required per every 10 parking spaces. And then I just tried to like give you some guidance on how what specifically we were needing. So if you do have any questions about the landscape, you can reach out to myself or Hannah, but I think Hannah and I had similar comments. There was quite a few on the landscaping.
Okay, I do have a general question regarding the addressing both comments from both meetings. For the earliest meeting back in 2024 in March, versus the sketch plot that we had recently, they're two different IDOs. So am I applying the IDO under the first application? Which I believe
Correct.
is, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
So
just going
the
to double check
IDO
to make
that
sure.
applies to this development is whatever IDO was effective when the date of the basically when your application was deemed complete. So, and let's see what we have here. We have the 2022 IDO being effective for this. So that was the version of the IDO that became effective actually. I think it was August of 2023.
And that was probably part of some of the confusion since we saw the first site or the first version of the site plan over a year ago. So that's probably where it, yeah.
Even if that site plan didn't get approved and it's different than this one.
Goes by submittal.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes by the original submittal. Whatever date the original submittal was submitted and deemed complete is the date, and whatever IDO is effective at that time is the IDO that is effective for the duration of the review of the site plan or plat or any other application the exception would be, let's say, if they withdrew their application and then they reapplied. In that type of scenario, then you could have, you would have a new IDO take effect for the review of that site plan if it was resubmitted after having been withdrawn. But in a scenario like this, where it's the same active site plan application that was originally submitted, it's going to be that August 2023 IDO that's going to be effective for this development through the decision process.
Okay,
I just wanted to double check in case there was anything effective from the current IDO that I just wanted to clarify that wouldn't need to be addressed.
Well, one example would be lighting. I mean, we had a very extensive update to our lighting requirements with the 2023 IDO that became effective in July of 2024 or August of 2024. But because that original submittal was submitted before that effective date, you know, you're not
okay.
They don't apply. Because you've heard the previous site plans, we've gone over lighting requirements because of those updated lighting requirements, and these were more recently submitted site plans. But in this case, we're it's a earlier version of the IDO that's effective. So
it looks like it's the effective from July 27th of 2023, and then it wasn't updated again until August of 2024. So it would be
that's the one.
The 2022 version as of July 27th, 2023.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Yep. All right. Let's continue on with planning comments. Anthony, do you have any other comments?
If her engineers had joined, if they want to answer the question about the easements, but other than that, that was all. I didn't know if David had changed his comments this time, looked different than what were from
That's
the last
time. That's a good
one
to bring up. That's a good one to bring up. So there are some easements that need to be granted for this development for both PNM and I think the Water Authority. David, the big question is: do they need to be granted on a plat, or can they be done by paper? I mean, we can't speak for PNM in that regard, and this isn't ready to be approved anyways at this point. But this is something we need to get confirmed, Donna. Is you know, the granting of easements, can they be done on paper? I would imagine PNM. I mean, they would have to be granted with a plat, I would think. David, do you have any comments on easements for Water Authority?
I don't recall what easements
this is from granting. This is from your previous memo, and that's why I didn't see these ever be addressed. So this was from your previous memo from April 16th.
Right.
And then your comment memo this time was different. So I just wanted to clarify.
So I didn't, I think at that time it was a general comment, like, hey, if you're going to put a large meter, we need an easement, right? So I think that's the only thing. I don't know if they've worked that out yet. So if they do need a large easement, a large meter, we will need an easement for that. I guess if Donna, if you can clarify that part, we could do paper easement though. So.
Okay. Yeah. So my engineer has not joined, and so I would have to get back to you on that one.
Or I'm here, okay. Donna. Slice.
Oh, okay.
Can we look at the utility plan real quick? Just want to make sure.
What? Do you know what page that was? There's 70 pages, so let me see.
Let's see.
Oops. They're all combined. Irrigation. Do you know what page that was, or? Oh wait, here's a utility one. It looks like.
Yeah, so we're showing a meter vault on the west side there. So yeah, we'll do a
Right
paper
here.
easement. Yeah.
Number
Yeah, it
three.
looks like they're showing the easement hatching or line there. Thought we had talked about it before, but yeah, I didn't. It looked fine. Everything looked fine on it. And it can be done with the paper easement, Jay, just to
Okay, that's
clarify.
great. I mean, the only question now is is P&M.
They do paper easements too.
Okay. If you could get us written confirmation that they'll be okay with a paper easement, what we can do is condition that for sign off of the site plan later. I mean, again, we're not ready to approve this today, with the planning and parks comments that we have. But in the meantime, while you're working on addressing those comments, if you could try to get that confirmation from P&M if they're okay with paper. Because
Okay.
otherwise, I mean, we'd have to have a replat done, and that would probably hold off a notice of decision and approval of the site plan. So try to reach out to P&M and get that confirmation for us with the next submittal or before the next submittal.
Yeah, I could do that.
Appreciate it, Louise.
And then was the issue with the landscaping just we need more trees, basically, and clarify some dimensions?
Yeah, I believe so. And let's go back to Anthony and finish up planning comments. Anthony, you got anything else?
I believe that was it.
Okay.
Was just all the landscaping and the questions about the easements.
Okay. Appreciate it. Well, you got DOT comments. I think you got them all too. And Donna, I apologize. Hopefully next time we get this squared away, but apparently Ron is receiving all of our comments for this one.
Okay, no worries.
So hopefully we can make a note of that. We can make a note of that and make sure that you receive the comments for the next submittal. You and Louise can be included too, so that we don't have this confusion. So yeah, just get your address DFT comments, get your next submittal prepared, and we'll get you on the next DFT agenda that we can.
All right, understood. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
And thank you. And please just get confirmation on from P&M regarding if they can do a paper easement for their easement or easements.
Okay, will do.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on now. We got a whole bunch of IIA extensions to go through. Hopefully we can get through these really quickly. We'll probably do. I mean, I know that folks that are waiting on their comments or waiting to go over their comments for items 9 through 14 probably don't want to have us have a break, but we'll have to check and see if DST staff want to have a break, because we've got a couple of rather lengthy sketch plans and plats that we're going to have to go over later in the meeting. So let's go next to item number 5, PR 2020-004622. This is an IIA extension at 1401 Gibson Boulevard. I think this is Modulus. Regina, are you representing the application for this one?
Hey Jay, this is Mike with Bohannon Houston. This is
Oh, is he
ours.
Mike? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, if you would, just, I mean, very briefly go over your request and just confirm for us the extension amount you're requesting.
This is yet another extension on this development. The South Campus is actually seeing activity now. You've heard announcements of the In-N-Out Burger, Cane's was recently built, and so this infrastructure. So they're getting activity, which is great. So right now we're looking to extend it another 2 years.
Nice.
We will have a subsequent platting effort in the near future, but as of now, we just want to get this extension in for another 2 years moving forward.
All right, thanks, Mike. All right, let's go through DFT comments if there are any. David, Water Authority.
Yeah, nothing on my end. No objections. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Let's go to hydrology, Anthony.
Yep. Hydrology has a legacy conceptual drainage plan for the Mulberry and Gibson development, engineer stamp date, June 12, 2002. Hydrology has no objection to the IIA extension and will need to approve a grade and drainage plan prior to building permits. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next. Ernest, you have anything?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. No objection.
All right, thanks, sir. Parks?
And Alec with Parks and Recreation. We have no objections to the requested extension. Just wanted to note here for the record, applicant will need to coordinate with MAFCA and Parks and Recreation Department on the trail alignment and design, especially regarding maintenance access. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah. All right, and for planning, we have no comments, no objections. Only thing I need to know from you, Mike, is the extension requested, which you provided. So what we'll do, I'll email City Engineer Shahab Bizar. It'll be his final call on the extension request and copy Kathy Verhaag and Jim Roeder from DRC. Let them know. And if Shahab is good with the extension request, then it will be granted.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to item number six, PR 2022-006844. This is at 1701 Central. Is the applicant here for this extension request or an agent? I don't believe they are. Let's go through, well, let me just ask DOT staff, since the applicant agent aren't here. For DFT meetings, we don't. It's ideal to have applicants and agents here when making a decision, but for this particular type of request, we don't need them to be here. Does any DFT staff have any objection to the extension request?
No.
No? Okay. I'll need to get that extension request confirmed what how long they're wanting to extend the IIA, but I'll email Shahab and just let him know. That there are no objections from DFT staff on this one either. All right, let's go to item number seven, PR 2020-004628. This is another IIA extension at 1111 University Boulevard. And Mike, is this you as well, or is this?
Back. Yes, it's me.
You're back. Okay. All right.
This is tied to a plat that was completed a number of years ago for the UNM Arena or the pit. There was a few out parcels that are still remaining, and again, Lobo Development and UNM are actively marketing those pieces, but have yet to get a tenant yet, and so we're going to request a 2-year extension.
Your extension. All right. All right. DFT staff, how about we do this? Are there any objections to the extension of the IIA for item number seven, PR 2020-004628?
I just have a note for them
Oh, okay.
similar to the previous one. This is number seven, right?
Yes.
We had no objections to the extension. Just they will need to coordinate with MAFCA and Parks and Recreation on the trail alignment and design, specifically the maintenance access. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. Same as your previous IA extension, Mike. We'll email Shahab, the city engineer, if he is okay with extending it, and I'll copy Jim and Kathy from DRC in that message. And if he's okay, then it will be extended for 2 years as well.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. All right, next item is item number eight, PR 2018-006-1695. This is our final IIA extension today at 4584 Nunzio Avenue Northwest. And this is Trula Howe, I know. Trula, are you out there?
I'm here.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I don't even know how many extensions this is for this one,
This
but
is
how many is it?
tech. Sorry.
How
This
many
is
is it?
technically the fifth extension. Let's fight.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Technically, the fifth extension on this particular II, B or A, I don't even remember which letter we're on. I'm sorry, what would you like me to start with?
Just explain why it's being extended
Okay.
again, please.
So we've done the vast majority of the work for this work order and the infrastructure list. Those have been involved. This project's been had multiple phases and been ongoing, and we've done considerable amount of work in and throughout the Fountain Hills subdivision. We've had a few setbacks, I think you were aware of, when the water line burst, and DOT's added several items to our scope, including street lighting on both sides of Paseo, some additional demo, some additional thermoplastic striping. We currently have an excavation open on Eagle Ranch right now, which also delayed the project because there were two gas lines and a water line found in the subgrade that we couldn't move forward or even backfill until those are relocated. So anyway, that's just kind of an overview. We are actually very close to being done with the majority of this work. We've already got the go-ahead and have scheduled to move that water line. The two gas lines have been moved. And I gave kind of a summary to both DOT and the city of Albuquerque of what we have left. We're hoping to be complete by mid-July is what we're looking at right now. But just things have happened along the way to both delay and complicate the project. That being said, a couple of things have happened to expedite it, and that is in discussions with Mohamed Adib, we and the DOT, we've made the determination to switch from traffic loops to the Iteris system, which will mean that we will be done with our work, much more quickly, because what we were going to have to do was come back after DOT and did their overlay of OGFC and then cut in the loops. So now that the loops have been changed to the camera system, we're going to get out of there so much quicker. I'm not sure what other, I mean, we're really close. We've just had a few things that have gotten in the way and put the project on pause, but we're working through them. And I think, our plan, like I said, with the remaining items that we have is looking like mid-July.
All right, thank you, Trilla. And how long is your extension request?
The minimum that they told me that I could request was a year, so it's a year. I mean, I don't think we need that long now that we've made these changes to the scope.
Okay, so 1 year extension request.
Yes, please. I'm hoping that that's way too much. Can I just knock on some wood?
Yeah, no
Oh my
kidding.
goodness, we've saged that whole property so many times. Yeah, we're
Hopefully
just
this gets it.
I
Hopefully
mean,
you
if
get
you
to the
look,
finish line.
yeah, but if you look, most of the like we've done all of the paving and on the north side, we've got the asphalt trail in, we've got the median paved in. We're getting ready to pave the little area at Richland Hills this weekend, and then we've just got like a little turn bay. The permanent mast arms should be up and running by the end of this month. Bixby's going to be putting the last of those signals in, and then we're going to switch over once we. Mo said that the city's going to actually install that Iteris camera system. So that whole intersection should be opening up relatively quickly. So
Right.
we'll see how that goes. And then we just have to finish up Richland Hills and then a little southbound turn bay off of Paseo to Eagle Ranch, and we'll be there.
All right, Trula, thank you so much for the update. DFT staff, does anybody have any objections to the extension request? Anybody?
Hey Jay,
Yeah.
I just want to note here for the record, we didn't have any objections. Just wanted to note that applicant has paved most of the trail. However, the striping needs to be completed, and it seems like Ms. Phelan is on top of it with the DRC. Just wanted to inform you. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Hannah.
This was originally
Do you want me to respond to that?
If you want to, Trilla, please.
Yes, so Hannah, actually, yes, Whitney's been all over that. I can't recall if you've been on the email string, but we did pave the asphalt trail. There are a few areas where that 4 foot requirement needs to be kind of updated, and this is just because of where the street lights fell in that trail. So we actually have on our schedule for our next paving mobilization to bump out that trail. We've already submitted revised plans that show the striping that Margaret requested to be added to the scope. So once we get approval on all of that, we can get with Road Safe and get all of that scheduled to be striped after we go in and bump the trail out in those few areas.
Wonderful. Thank you for the update.
All right, thank you, Hannah. All right, Trula. So, just like the previous applicants, I'm just going to inform you that with no objections noted to the extension, I'm going to notify City Engineer Shahab Beazar that there were no objections from DOT staff on the 1-year extension request. I'll copy Jim and Kathy from DRC as well. And if Mr. Beazar is good with the extension, then you shall be extended.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trula. Have a good one. All right, let's go. Okay, so we're next on to the sketches, sketch plats, sketch plans. These are all pre-application cases, and these are just staff comments provided. No decision is made on these, just for applicant and agent information. There are no decisions made on sketch plans or plats. These are just pre-applications. I think before we get to 11, the 2-hour mark, we can definitely get through item number 9, and then we'll revisit a little bit of a break after that. So let's go to item number 9, PR 2019-002604. This is a sketch plat at 6030 Iliff Road Northwest. Is the applicant or agent here for this one?
Yes, my name is Nicholas Eveley. I'm here for the applicant. I've actually taken on this case from the late Derek Archuleta, who was working on this. But this is a request to divide a plat of land. We've got a hotel on the north side, and the south side of this particular plat is vacant at the moment, and we wanted to develop it at a later time.
All right, thank you, Nicholas. Before we go over DFT comments, I just want to ask you about the status of your site plan administrative submittal for I think it's an H2 Suites hotel.
That's correct, yes. And
So,
that has actually been completed.
what do you mean completed?
The plan has been drawn, basically. Is
Well, so you
that
submitted, sorry, just jump in here. Sorry to interrupt, but you submitted to me in March a site plan administrative DFT submittal, and I informed you that we have a new application intake system called ABQ Plan that where you need to submit your submittal to, but I don't believe you submitted it there to ABQ Plan.
Okay, yeah, I think Phil Clark was going to do that, but I guess he hasn't. And but this is for that is for a the site development
Sure,
plan.
and we're going to go over the comments on the platting here shortly, but considering you submitted about 6 weeks ago a site plan for this site, I wanted to just clear up what
Okay.
was going on with that submittal. And I also want to inform you, Nicholas, too, I'm not sure if we found the old EPC approval, but Robert Webb, who is the lead planner on your sketch plat, did find an EPC approval from 1989
Okay.
for the Super 8. And the reason I'm bringing this up is just to make it clear to you for the site development stuff for the H2 Suites Hotel on the south lot, you would need to incorporate the entire subject property area of the Super 8 and the H2 Suites area in your site plan to come in with a site plan administrative DFT because of that EPC approval. It'd have to encompass the entire subject property area of that EPC approval. And if you don't, then you would need to go through the EPC first for a major site plan amendment EPC if you just include the subject property area for the south lot in your site plan. And I think we talked about that before with you, but I just want to make that clear because we did find an EPC approval. I don't know if we had found this before when we were doing research. It was pretty hard to find, according to Robert. So just want to make that clear that your site plan needs to cover the entire site area of where the H2 Suites would go, as well as the Super 8. And even if the development's only taking place on the south portion of the property, that's what the IDO allows us to do with site plan admins, where you had a previous EPC approval. Otherwise, I mean, you can go to the EPC for a major amendment, but you need to do that first before you went through any future actions. And you
I
probably wouldn't
see.
go through a site plan at that point. You go through a final sign-off application process. instead of the site plan admin DFT process. So,
I see. Okay, I understand.
I did have a quick question. Was do you know if there was a separate site plan for a wireless tower there for AT&T or anything, or did that never get completed?
Oh, that got completed. It is
Okay.
there. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a part of the original site plan with the hotel or if that was something separate.
No, that was something separate, and
I
that
think that
Okay.
was separate, Robert. And
Okay.
I don't think we need to worry about that. It's more
Okay.
the hotel site plan approval. Like I said, we need to just make it clear. I just want to make it clear to you guys for your future site development that you're going to need to make sure that if you're going to continue with the site plan MnDOT, that you include the subject property area of the Super 8 on the northern half of the property in your site plan.
All right.
All right, let's go to, well, did you go over your platting application? You did, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to DFT comments then, starting with the Water Authority, David.
Yeah, hi, this is David, Water Authority. So there is an availability statement, 240409. Extensions are required in there, so that'll need to be constructed or guaranteed prior to sign off. No pro rata owed at the time. excuse me. So please provide that infrastructure list, and then for the vacation proposed or from for the right of way proposed, there's actually an easement there currently that likely needs to be vacated prior to granting that right of way. That's all I have right now.
Okay. Yes, we'll be including all of the extensions will be included in the infrastructure list, including the whatever was required in the water availability statement also.
Great. And if you need that letter, please let me know. I can send it to you if you don't have one.
Yeah, that would be great. If you actually, no, I have that. I have that. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks, David. Let's go to hydrology comments next. Anthony, is this you?
That's me.
Oh, Tiquan.
Tiquan Cheng, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to transportation comments next. Ernest.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I live, Estancia, and Hanover are all local roads and require 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Please label all existing sidewalks and buffers to show if they meet requirements. Widening may be required. For future development, an approved traffic circulation layout will be required. Also, a traffic scoping form will need to be submitted to determine if a TIS is required.
Okay, so the sidewalk requirements will be met as well as the landscape buffer, and we will submit the scoping form for the circulation layout, traffic circulation layout. I believe that Phil, our engineer, is working on that.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Ernest. Let's go to Parks comments next. Hannah.
Good morning, Hannah Olick with Parks and Recreation. We don't have any comments at this time. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah. All right, let's go to planning comments next. Robert.
Hello, this is Robert with planning. For the platting action in our comment memo, we included everything that you'll need for the submittal as far as all the links for ABQ plan and kind of going through the checklist there regarding public notice, anything like that. So if you have questions, just reach out.
Okay.
With the infrastructure list, once that is complete and approved, we'll also need a infrastructure improvements agreement, a re recorded one with financial guarantee. So that will be a part of the infrastructure. And everything else is pretty much related to the on the development side. The property is within the NRC zone district, but it also is within the Coors overlay zone as well. So just be aware of that. But as you move forward, just let us know if you have any additional questions. But mainly the issue would be for the infrastructure list for the platting and just identifying if there's existing easements that will be affected or changed, and also the specific vacations or any dedication of right of way if that's needed as well. You'll want to call that out on the plat.
On
Everything
the
else will be
plat.
related to the site plan.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks,
All
sir.
right. And I'll just note too that I attached to our DOT comments an application checklist, Nicholas, for applying for a minor preliminary final plat. It's the last few pages of the memo of the documentation I sent you. Hopefully that'll help you apply for your planning application, ABQ plan. We used to have a Form S2 that listed all the submittal requirements that you needed to submit, and you went through the, you obviously had your sketch plat successfully submitted to ABQ plan, but there's not too many submittal items for one of those. But for when you get into the platting, there's a lot more items, and it's confusing as to what's required versus what's not, and the ones that are not always required are sometimes hard to find. So hopefully that checklist will help you out
Okay.
with getting your minor preliminary plat submittal created.
All right, great. I don't think I have any other questions. I do have one question about the sidewalks. Those would have to be also put in the plat and the landscape buffers. Or would that be part of the site plan?
That would be a part of the infrastructure list. But if you it so you need to show those on the site plan though. That is true. On
Yeah.
the plat though, Ernest Armijo from Transportation can jump in here, but I believe you don't really refer to the sidewalk or the landscape buffer on the plat itself. There's a cross section that he might need, and he can confirm that that would show that you would submit with your plat. But on the site plan, you would definitely need to show the existing and proposed sidewalks and landscape buffer. And I guess, Ernest, regarding the infrastructure, if they do need to add sidewalks, widen sidewalks, would you prefer it be tied to the site plan or the plat? Would you have a preference?
I have no preference.
Okay.
Okay.
So you do need to show the sidewalks and buffers. I mean, you can do it on a drawing or you can do it on a cross section. Either way, so when you come in for your plat, show your sidewalks and give me dimensions on them. That way I know that they meet or if they don't meet and they need to be widened.
Okay. All right. So I can do that on the site plan is basically what you're saying, correct?
Well, he also needs cross section submit with a plat too.
Okay. Got it.
Right. So it's a requirement with the plat that you get those done. I mean, you can financially guarantee it and do that with the site plan, but the problem is that you can't plat without having those sidewalks determined to be the proper width.
I see. Okay. Got it.
And one thing I'll add too about the site plan and the plat, Nicholas, is due to the fact that this is a subdivision plat, I don't think, we're not having to remove a lot line to ensure that your site plan can be approved. I don't think your site plan is really independent of the plat in regards to the lot lines. We just need to know what you're going to tie the public infrastructure to, but I just want to let you know regarding the lot lines. I mean, due to the fact that you're doing a subdivision plat, I don't think there's going to be any issue with having the plat approved before the site plan or vice versa, only maybe in regards to how you tie the public infrastructure to the site plan or the plat. But
I see.
yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks, Nicholas. Do you have any
Thank
final
you.
questions for us?
No, but I will reach out if I do.
All right, thanks. Have a great
Thank
day.
you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. We're at 11:07 a.m. We already had forced breaks on us with these fire drills. Do you guys want to keep going or take a 5-10 minute break? Or I'll just say 10 minute break.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
All right, guys. Let's take a 10-minute break and come back here. Tell you what, let's take a 12-minute break. Take a 12-minute break, come back at 11:20 a.m. I'll put it in the chat. And then when we do, we'll come back to item number 10, PR 2025-020054, a sketch at 1927 Arno Street Southeast. That's the next sketch on the agenda that we'll discuss at that time. Thank you. Please turn off your video and your audio, and we'll see everyone back at 11:20.